her room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head?
...11:08 on a beautiful June Friday. Bill Vickery filling in for Jason Akery. He's off doing something. I don't know what. Do we know what he's doing?
He's at Chris Kane's wedding.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Chris.
Is that where he is?
No, he's not. He's not. I think it's golf related.
No, he's not. He didn't get invited either?
I believe he's playing golf.
Oh.
Thank you, Tyler. He, of course he wasn't invited to Chris Kane's wedding. And we do wish him the best, although I've got to say it's very diva-esque for Channel 7's Chris Kane. With the man I refer to as Basil 2.0, because he is so unbelievably handsome in person.
Inside and out, though.
He's a sweet guy. He's a very sweet guy.
Incredibly sweet. You should hear him talk about his fiance
right.
and getting married, and it's so ushy-gushy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everybody ought to do that once or twice.
Yes. But he's, getting married tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
So today is the big rehearsal dinner and all that. And Andrea showed up. You know who Andrea is?
Tropical Storm.
Yeah, the Tropical Storm. She showed up.
Mine was racing.
You're going,
gosh. Andrea. How did you find me?
Andrea showed up yesterday, and mm-hmm. so he was a little frazzled about all of that, but I think she's moved out and everything looks good. He said it was sunshiny this morning, so good
so
for him.
So he's getting married in Saint-Tropez? Where are the
Jacksonville.
Actual? Okay, so I am told that Chris will have to put up some sort of tent to keep the paparazzi who've leased helicopters from flying above. And so,
probably so.
Yes.
We've been talking about it a lot.
We wish him nothing but the best. But I got to tell you, because interviewing me once, I got lost in his eyes.
Did you?
I just was mesmerized by how handsome you are. So he's Basil 2.0. He's the new Baz.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we wish him the best.
But I've never seen him in a tight shirt and...
You've never... A sleeveless?
No.
Panama City tuxedo?
No.
Here's the thing. I've been after David. If David would wear a pair of khakis and a collared shirt with the mm-hmm. sleeves rolled up, he would be... I think he could pull that look off. I think he thinks he can't pull that look off.
Well, I think he wore a linen collared shirt and khakis one day
while
we were at the beach.
See? There we go.
And he did. He pulled it off.
What was he, seriously, when you guys did, when there was the combo of the Show of No Names and Good Evening Arkansas or whatever your program is from 3 in the morning until midnight, when you guys did that together, that's his wheelhouse. That's where he's from. That's the homeland of his people.
But he had never been there to the Redneck Riviera. He'd never been there. You know, he's Panama City.
Which is... Somehow
Club La Vila. Yes,
I don't even know what that means. I've never been there. Okay, I've never been.
Panama City to me is where mm-hmm. all the kids go for spring break,
mm-hmm.
and Club La Vila. And what's the other big club there?
What is that club? Is that like Live in Miami Beach?
They're right
or
next
is
to
that?
Each other.
Avenue in Manhattan.
And anyway, I mean that's kind of like I don't know. It's more toned down at Gulf Shores, where we were, Orange Beach. It's
okay.
More families.
So, but you were in Alabama.
Yeah,
you guys were all okay. So that's
yes,
right there. And then, okay.
But right there. But he had never been to Floribama. We went to Floribama, too.
Mm-hmm.
Took him to Floribama.
Mm-hmm.
He likes some Floribama.
Okay. See? Well, I don't understand. You'll have to tell me off the air what these clubs are. Because I've never. And it's not that. I'm by myself, so I don't
you
go
vacation
on vacations.
In the Hamptons.
Do go to the Hamptons.
And
do go to
places like
yes.
that. So
right.
that's way
well,
beneath
it's
you.
Because
we know.
I'm by myself. Mm-hmm. You know, for the most part. And so I don't have a family to go to Panama Junction or wherever. but let me ask you this. Getting back to David. How wide were the varieties of sleeveless T-shirt that he brought with him to the beach? He has a Loverboy sleeveless T-shirt, concert T-shirt from 1984, I think.
No, he was...
Sport around. Really?
He didn't. No.
Normal T-shirts?
Normal T-shirts.
The Big 5-0 changed the man, I think. I think
that's
he's
coming.
Become, right.
Yeah.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, David's 53 years old. You didn't know that? David's like Sammy Davis Jr. He's been lying about his age for a long time. So, well, speaking of guys who probably are, you know, older single men.
But he did tell us secrets about the buzz. Sorry. Go ahead.
Really?
Yeah. About all the drama that happens here.
Well, there is a significant amount of it, which is why
I've never seen any.
I don't pay any attention to this place.
Okay.
So, did you see where Troy Aikman, former Cowboy great, and just an all-around cool guy.
Sure.
Who sort of splits his time between Los Angeles and Dallas. And, you know, he takes care of his kids, daughters he has. And, well, but he's kind of, you know, a single guy back out on the dating scene.
Mm-hmm.
And he had some actress, Mary Morrow. When did I move to Sheboygan? That he was chasing. And he tried to send her a message via Twitter.
Okay.
And, see, I think this says a lot about Troy Aikman's character.
What do you know about Twitter?
I don't know anything.
I know
less than Troy Aikman, so I know not to screw around with it. But Troy, on the other hand, unfortunately for Troy, sends a message. He's got a million followers.
So he, instead of a private message is what you're about to tell me, he sent it just as a tweet.
Right. He sends it out to everyone accidentally.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is one of those moments. So, you know, it's okay, it's funny, and we need to poke fun at this because for a couple of reasons. But what I think is interesting is, so he wants to meet this actress who I've never heard of. And I'll give you her.
She
was in a movie called Restraining Order, which comes out this year. And she was also in the 2003 classic Male Booty. And that's male spelled. I'm not making it up. Look up at IMDb. Look it up. That's spelled M-A-I-L, booty.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's about a strip club that doubles as the post office. I'm not sure.
So this is no Jennifer Lawrence or Jennifer Aniston or.
Well,
yeah.
No, it's no Jennifer Lawrence. I mean, come on. America's sweetheart.
Sorry,
I contend she's.
Oh,
my gosh.
Anyway, what did the tweet say?
Okay.
I'm dying to know.
So this is. It's called building up. You're dragging the audience all the way through the
commercials. I'm still learning this whole radio thing. We just don't.
See?
Yeah.
So he sends it to her, thinking that he's sending it directly. Accidentally sends it out to a million people.
Uh-huh.
DM at Mary _ Morrow, whatever. Hashtag Joan Smith. I'm in Dallas, but will be coming to L.A. soon, .. Was thinking of you and wanted to say hi, smiley face emoticon.
And what's wrong with that?
See, I think... That was an unguarded moment where you saw Troy Aikman, you know, sending a personal message. It didn't say, but I'm going to get to the ESPN thing a little bit later. It wasn't like, hey, you know, here's a pic or one of those things
right.
with some guy who's got...
It's perfectly sweet and fine, and what's
right,
wrong with emoticons?
Exactly.
Are you making
fun
of him?
I think, and this is the point, a lot of folks responded... on his Twitter account. That's how he realized then, you know, look, it's
that,
no...
He's like, oh, have you ever sent...
Right.
Send and
regret.
And you're like, oh!
Oh, you don't know the life of regret I've led. But it's no Anthony Weiner. That's the point.
Right,
it was
right.
a
it's
sweet, nice
innocent,
thing to say.
Very innocent.
It wasn't a Brett Favre, you know.
No.
It wasn't wasn't an Anthony Weiner. It wasn't any of that stuff. So, but his... People start to respond. All of his followers start to respond. Hey, okay, so hashtag Troy Aikman is probably seen at Mary Morrow. I can't say that. What am I? Again. From that infamous Twitter fail, blah, blah, blah. Wait, you're a grown man. You can't use emoticons. Here we go. No shame in T. Aikman chasing girls, but a grown man, especially one in the Hall of Fame, should not be using emoticons.
Okay. Lots of grown men use emoticons.
Isn't
they can
that creepy?
Say that they
isn't
don't.
Isn't that creepy? If a grown man... If hashtag sends you a... You're 30 years old.
Clowny hat, smiley face.
Clowny hat,
yes,
smiley face.
That one.
Winky
what about
face.
The Saturday Night Live skit where the Manny... Which one was it? I don't know, but he does that.
Mm-hmm. That's good radio.
That's my favorite. With the tongue sticking out and one eye closed. Like, that was crazy.
This is where it gets a little complicated for Mr. Aikman. For the Hall of Famer and a Dallas legend.
Mm-hmm.
So the actress, Mary Morrow, responds to, and this is what I like about Twitter. She responds to this man who's responded to Troy Aikman, talking about emoticons
right.
and blah, blah, blah. She responds to the guy, and his name is Skins for Life 1975.
I like it.
which I'm assuming refers to the Washington Redskins as opposed to the urban slang for something else. LOL. This is her. LOL. If he was seeing me, ... he better not misspell my name, smiley face emoticon. So I'm sensing there that Mr. Aikman, obviously he didn't go to IMDb and look up, you know, male booty from 2003 and figure out how to spell Ms. Morrow's name.
So she's dissing him.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's what the kids call it these days.
Dissing him.
She's dissing him. It would be like, I don't know what it would be like. You know, if that, well, there's no need. But I feel sorry for Troy. One, I think it says a lot about him that was a, it was a completely harmless, almost nice
right.
thing to
what
say.
What you said earlier is right. If you don't know how to work these
don't
things,
do it.
Be very, very careful. And anyway, even if it is a direct message, it's, you know, it's going to be out there. Somebody has it.
Right.
If she wants to retweet it,
exactly.
Or set, she
ask
can.
Tiger Woods about
so
calling women and leaving voicemails.
If you're embarrassed about using emoticons, you better not use them in a direct message or any other
But
message.
Isn't that creepy, a grown man using
no.
an emoticon?
No.
I think that's creepy.
No.
I don't even
no.
know how to
yes.
use. And let me say this.
No.
I don't
think so.
Don't
it wouldn't
you
creep
don't?
Me out.
No, I'd personally stay away from emoticons.
See, Tyler, and he's in college. He's a senior.
Tweets right now.
Let me say this.
Look up and see how many grown men are using emoticons.
First of all, Ms. Morrow is aged 39, and normally I would think, what are you doing, Troy? Hello. That's the downside of 30, my friend. Come on. But then I was forwarded a gallery of her photos.
Here's what I think.
And she's, first of all, she's a light-skinned sister, and kind of Halle Berry. And, wow, that's 39. That's got to be,
amazing?
She's got to be counting dog years because,
amazing.
And that's one where she has most of her clothes on. Anyway, see, there's a provocative caption that goes along with the photo that was released from our publicist. But this has got to be the most attention she's ever gotten because I don't remember reading the reviews for Male Booty.
What's
or
it about?
I don't know.
I can't even find it on IMDb.
Again.
I think he's making it up. I really
it's
do.
Right here.
Nobody else can find it.
So my man T-Roy, I wish him the best. And he's obviously... What he should do, what I thought all stars did, what hashtag does, mm-hmm. is you get your agent to call her agent.
Mm-hmm.
Or you get your people
right.
to reach out to her people and say, Troy,
so we
would
got
really
a,
like
we
to
got
meet
we got a
you.
Little inside look, and he's just a
regular
guy.
He's a regular guy who sends creepy emoticons.
No, it's not. Here's what I think.
Hashtag smiley face.
I don't think men send them in normal tweets, but I think they do use them on women.
Well, right. I'm not sending
so
Tommy Smith
a
tweet, a winky face, or sunglasses emoticon, or any of that stuff. First mm-hmm. of all, I don't even know how to do that.
Uh-huh.
Second of
right.
all, it does sure. strike me, if I did, if I were sending to a single woman that I wanted to meet,
uh-huh.
I wouldn't, I understand, look, that's a nice way. Hey, I'm in Dallas, I'm going to be in L.A., would
love to
get together.
You know who uses emoticons?
Who? Is it Basil? Oh, all over the place.
Lots of them.
Wow, Basil 2.0
uh-huh.
uses emoticons.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's because he's so love-struck right now, you know, with that guy, Basil 2.0. He's Basil 2.0.
And this guy.
More and more emoticons. I like how you're going through your phone. Does Wes use emoticons?
No.
When he sends you one...
He doesn't know how either.
Does he... Of course he does. Uh-huh. See, Wes and I are a lot alike there. He doesn't send you a smiley face vacuuming emoticon or something
no,
like that. Like,
no.
Is the house clean?
No. I mean, that
vacuuming
might be
emoticon?
Yeah, no.
Is the house clean?
No.
Are you cooking dinner? Dinner cooking emoticon?
I don't even think, if you said the word emoticon, he
mm-hmm.
would probably think you were speaking a different mm-hmm. language. He doesn't mm-hmm. even know what that word means.
So, well, good. So do you guys communicate through your people now? Is there, you, because your schedules and everything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just high five in the middle of the day and hand off.
Right,
kids,
good to see
if
you.
We even do that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, kind of mm-hmm. like that.
There we go. Good deal. Where are we? Hashtag. Are we coming up on a break? Because I want to have plenty of time to get into this. Okay. Do I have time to talk about Eva Longoria last night tweeting during? Did you see this?
Uh-uh.
And something. Either she may be the coolest chick on the planet. I believe she's 39 as well too.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, well. Maybe I'm rethinking things.
Okay.
You know? So she says, right after the Spurs win, way to go Spurs, I say Spurs in five. That's from Eva Longoria. And then, creepily, Dick Vitale sends out a tweet that says, at Eva Longoria, at NBA, your ex is awesome, baby, Mr. Clutch. So there's Dick Vitale somehow responding. He's an Eva Longoria follower on Twitter, obviously. A compliment about
Tony
Parker.
Or somebody had retweeted it that he follows. See, again, you're talking about something you know nothing about.
But it certainly seems it's pointed toward Eva Longoria. He could have said simply, what a game by Tony Parker or whatever. But all Dick Vitale's tweet here is missing an emoticon. If it had a winky eye emoticon, exactly. The tonguey thing out, whatever that is. Uh-huh. Isn't that creepy enough? Mm-hmm. And wouldn't you like to meet the guy who dreamed up these emoticons?
I use that emoticon all the time.
You know who that is? Mm-hmm. That guy has to introduce himself to his neighbors whenever he moves into a new neighborhood, okay? The state requires me to come by and tell you I'm a level 3.
Stop.
Oh, Dick Vitale, you shame me. Dickie V.
Do is respond to other people's tweets. You're not participating in the
confused.
Twitter world.
What
so you're
that?
Not.
Right.
You're seeing something that somebody posts, and so you don't in the heat of it as you're reading your tweets or going through Twitter,
right.
You see somebody has he may not follow her. He may have seen somebody else that retweeted it, and then he hits that tweet and just replies. And it's just it's just like having a conversation.
Well, then that's creepy to me. I mean, it's creepy that Dick Vitale, who's 80 years old, is responding to a single Eva Longoria about her ex-husband.
I don't think he was hitting on her.
Would you take
that as somebody coming on to you?
I would. If you're Eva Longoria, I promise you, some of her people look and go, oh boy, what do you do with this one?
No.
What do you do with this one? Uh-oh. Yikes.
Yes, we've got to give you Twitter lessons.
Who's this old man named Dick Vitale that keeps... that's what I think they're probably doing in Hollywood.
One tweet.
Well, there we go. See, and this is why I don't. This is why I don't, and I certainly don't reach out to, back to this Aikman thing. That had to be the only way he knew how to get in touch with him.
Look,
isn't
that's
that
how
weird?
A lot of people are hooking up is through Twitter. Maybe you should try
it,
Bill Vickery. We can get you a woman.
I need to, really?
Yeah.
Thanks for that. Appreciate the help.
That's what, I'm just telling you, that's what,
mm-hmm.
You know, you get to find out a lot about people.
Yes.
By their tweets, and then you can send them a direct message.
Doesn't it confirm that what I thought in my head, that most women are crazy? When you read about, when you read their thoughts as they're communicating them to the world, isn't it something that then says, this woman looks suspicious?
So you don't just, you think, I want to go out with her. And then you say, oh, wait, no, I don't. She is crazy.
Well, okay.
So it helps
maybe.
Both ways.
I'll need some sort of hashtag tried to help me.
Mm-hmm.
When he was explaining on Sunday mornings back in the old days. Well, maybe I need to do that instead of using, somebody else to reach out to somebody else.
Yeah, that's
good. That doesn't work.
No, that's just lame.
No, that's the, and because that Hollywood is basically, that's junior high school. Yet again, that's, you get your person to reach out to their person, and that way no one is embarrassed if they say no. But here's poor Troy. He's got, millions of people now know that, one, he didn't know how to spell the chick's name, and two, he puts emoticons in his tweets, and he's failed. He'll not meet her. So, so what do we make this? Oh, Sarah Bareilles recorded live at the Fillmore doing a classic R&B. You a big fan of Sarah Bareilles? She can sing. Girl can get it done. Do you know her? Maybe I should tweet her and just say,
Let's do it right now.
Yes.
And see what happens.
Well, right. Okay. I don't even know who Sarah... I guess she's got it. You just follow her? Is that what you do?
You just look it up.
Then you follow.
You don't even have to follow her. You can just send it. You just do her... Yeah,
right.
Her Twitter handle, and write your message.
Mm-hmm. That's
creepy
to me.
And a lot of celebrities will respond to people. A lot of them are.
Yeah, to me. Right. And then that always works out well for whomever, right? When the celebrity gets into it with some fan.
I tried to get in touch with Amanda Bynes, and she never responded.
Well, look, you're the reason that she's gone nuts.
Well, I was supporting her.
You're the really?
Yeah.
You were going to be support. You would say, Amanda.
You're going to try that route. Like, I'm here for you, and I know everybody is just down on you, but I know you're a good girl.
She said, I'm not crazy.
Look,
I said,
tweet me back.
Crazy like a fox.
And I'll.
look at the entendre over there that Big Baby's going to love.
And that'll work a lot of times.
I'm your port in the storm, Amanda. Reach out to me. Come to Little Rock. Oh, okay. We're up against a hard break here. We got to take a timeout. I got a ton of stuff. Do you know Vladimir Putin's getting divorced?
I heard that.
When he starts to tweet people, that's that. And we got to talk a little bit more about Game 1 last night. FedEx St. Jude is in Memphis this weekend. Gang's over there following John Daly. And the big man, Big Poppy, hits a walk-off last night. Which that's about all he can do. He's not legging out a single or anything like that. That's what he's good for now. Stay with us. I'm Bill Vickery filling in for Justin Akery. Back with more after this. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do. So I guess I'm gonna stay the same. Still my bones. This loneliness won't leave me alone. It's 2,000 miles around just to make this got my own. Yeah, I'm gonna sit on the dock of the bay watching.